This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 17th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Get your free credit at audibletrial.com/groupquest, by patreon.com/groupquest, and by stackup.org. In today's news, winter's coming. Okay, fine. I know it's Halloween time. A Starfield lead is joining some other ex-Bethesda developers, and Xbox is helping out some disability people. But we begin today with Hearthstone. And PlayHearthstone.com did say that the Showdown in the Badlands is the next expansion. So, what could be there? Well, of course, they showed up some cards. And they are showing Sheriff Barrelbrim, who has a battle cry. If you have 20 or less health, open the Badlands Jail. And the Badlands Jail, also at 4 mana, make a minion go dormant for 3 turns. So, the Sheriff is 4 mana, 4 attack, 4 health, and the Badlands opens in 3 turns, or 3 defense. Now, you have Elsie, the Badlands Savior. She is an 8 mana, 5 attack, 5 health, and her battle cry is, if your deck has no duplicates, summon 4/4 copies of 4 random minions in your deck. Now, there's a new keyword called Quick Draw. Now, that would be winning a Wild West Showdown, and you have to be quick on the draw. So the Quick Draw keyword does get a bonus if they're played the turn they enter your hand, and they will fire your cards off as soon as you draw the maximum effect. So there is Dehydrate, which is 3 mana, and it has Lifesteal, deal 4 damage to a minion. Quick Draw, it costs 1. The Trolley Problem is 3 mana, and you discard your lowest cost spell, summon 2 3/3 tram cards with Rush. In the Quick Draw, you don't discard. But that's not the only keyword. The other keyword is Excavate. So if you're in the mines, you could get some epic treasures in different cards, such as a rock that deals 3 damage, Living Stones, that's a 2 mana, and has a taunt and death rattle. Summon a random 2 cost minion, and a 3 mana, 4 attack, 3 health. Motherlode Drake has Rush, Divine Shield, and Lifesteal. There's quite a few others. But there's also the Thunderbringer, which is a login reward. And this horse has a taunt. It has a death rattle. Summon an elemental and beast from your deck. Now you can pre-purchase it right now because the Mega Bundle does have 80 packs and 10 Golden Showdown packs. So overall 90 packs. 1 random showdown and the Badlands Golden Legendary card. So 1 legendary card. The Ulfar Druid Hero Skin and the Ulfar card back. The lesser one does have 60 card packs to it and 2 random legendary cards and the Ulfar card back. So you can go check that out. Now, Wowhead did say that there was an interview about World of Warcraft patch 10.2 between Millennium, who was doing the interview, with Anne Stickney and Catherine Bankson. Now, I'm going to go over a couple of the questions and give the responses to it. And Wowhead did paraphrase everything, so everything is a quote. How did Alex Streza figure out Freck was coming from Emrys Drysil? And Anne Stickney said, there's a cutscene that plays at the end of the dungeon during which Nosdormu talks with Alex Streza. And Nosdormu mentions that he only sees fiery clouds. After that, Alex Streza simply matches the elements she has in her possession and supposes that these flames can only be those Freyric and that would undoubtedly seek to attack the tree. This is why she believes that we need to talk to Maritha soon, because Nosdormu can see him, or can see him, then he has something we need to prepare for. The blue-eyed blood elves are now canon. Benari paladins might be. And Catherine Bankson did say, blood elves can now have blue eyes. Now, It's not just a customization available to players. Time has passed since the game's debut. Some Blood Elves have golden eyes, now while others have returned to the original blue color. The effect that such cards exist is not only related to the customization available to players, but also above all to the fact that that time has passed since Blood Elves found themselves infused with Fel, giving them greenish eye tint. In that sense, I think that if we place Minari Paladin in the world of Warcraft, then it will be a deliberate choice. And then after all, who says Minari can't afford or can't defend the light? I think this would be a very interesting character. If we were to add such a character into the game, it would not be a narrative error. It would be deliberate choice on the part of our developers, aimed at introducing an element that he considers interesting to develop in the history of the game. And Stickney also said, in Legion, there was an example of Nathrezim Larathxagon, who chose to join the Army of Light. There are therefore indeed characters Fel or infused by Fel who change sides over the course of their lives, so it would truly be deliberate choice. There are more questions that were asked, and that is up on Wowhead. But also from Wowhead, the 12-month subscription offer was leaked on the Battle.net store, the mobile store. Now, the last sub-bundle was released on November 1st, 2022, which means another one should be coming here soon. But on the Battle.net mobile shop, there was a new header at the top that does tease a 12-month subscription offer, but it's not available yet. And they did show a screenshot of a couple of different mounts and a treasure chest, World of Warcraft 12, and WoW Classic symbols. So yeah. Now on to other stuff. Because Alan Wake 2 prequel could be on Fortnite. This comes to us from PC Games N. And now the 2010s Alan Wake is now on Fortnite. And that is a collaboration between Remedy and Epic Games. And they already have the Alan Wake skin for the Battle Royale game. So if you want to play as Alan Wake, you can do that. I'm not giving you the code for that. No. You have to go to PC Games N for that. But if you become a Patreon, look up the article, it's there. NintendoLife.com did say that Nickelodeon, the All-Star Brawl 2, is now on a minor delay. So here is what Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl did at Nick Brawl Game on X did say. A NASB2 update. Brawlers. Our release date will be moving slightly as the team looks to put the finishing touches on Nickelodeon All-Star Brawl 2. Digital versions will now release on November 7th. Retail versions will hit the shelves on December 1st. As a special bonus, Patrick Elastic Waistband costume will now be available to all digital purchases made during the first week of launch from November 7th to November 14th. Good for you. So, to put the finishing touches on that, that's not bad. But now we go to something of what other people are doing. And that goes to Eurogamer.net because Starfield's lead designer is now going to Birdsong Studio. It's Will Shen, who worked on Skyrim, Fallout 4, and Fallout 76. And the Something Wicked Games is co-founded by Jeff Gardiner, who was a part of Bethesda's project lead at one time. And he is a co-founder with the Obsidian veteran Charles Staples. Now, Shen's role was also revealed as the lead content designer for their RPG called Birdsong. And that goes along with some Respawn, Obsidian, and BioWare developers. So here's what William Shen did say on X. Quote, excited to announce that I've joined Something Wicked Games. I'll be working alongside an incredible group of role-playing and game developers. And it is amazing to think we have veterans from Bethesda, Obsidian, and BioWare all in one team. Now, the other credits at Bethesda include quest designer and writer for Skyrim, Fallout 4, And like I said, Fallout 76. He was also lead designer for Fallout 4's DLC, Far Harbor. In fact, Wicked Games did say, Shen brings a talent for crafting engaging, exciting storylines that hook into stay with players. Think he's going to be a good fit? We shall see. PC Gamer said that Arcane is a part of the storyline for League of Legends. League of Legends store. So, Riot's head of the IP creative, Laura D. Young, did say that they will have to ensure the future League of Legends content is all canon, so that way it all fits together. In fact, here's a quote. Going forward from today, all new storytelling is going to be part of one shared canon, rather than a jumble of different experiences that are similar but inconsistent. And our goal is to ensure that major events and our stories, as well as the essence of what makes Champion who they will be, reflected across everything Riot makes. So, we shall see. Now, talking about League of Legends, we gotta hit the esports side because, somebody did retire. According to .esports.com, PSG Talon did have an early exit from the Worlds 2023. So, because of that early exit, Maple, who was the mid laner, and he has been quite the pro in the PCS region, apparently did retire on October 17th. And that is the time of news that the .esports.com did get. Was not confirmed on X or Leaguepedia, but Maple's contract does run out on November 20th. Now, if he does decide to step away, it would not be a surprise. But we shall see what he does, if he actually does retire, which does look to be the case. Now we get to some very good news. First off, Blue News did say that Liza P did sell 1 million copies. Liza P is on PlayStation 4 and 5, Xbox One, and Series X and S, and PC, both via Steam and Mac, in the Mac App Store. And right now it has an 89% positive review on Steam. So well done, and they're not done yet. Now, Xbox also did say that, well, PlayStation can help out disabled people, so can we. Because news.xbox.com did say that each October, they do take a moment to celebrate the disabled community. And while Xbox is in partnership with Special Olympics, they are doing quite a few things. That goes to going to Craig's Hospital. They have some new accessibility features from Team Xbox. They also did unveil the playbook for accessible gaming events that does have 12 practices that Xbox has learned partnering with the gaming disability community over the years. They're also highlighting the accessibility in games. It does have the hundreds of games and thousands of accessibility tags. And they did spotlight some of their favorite accessibility games, which includes Sea of Thieves, Age of Empires, and Forza Motorsports. Now, they too are working on their controllers for compatibility for the disabled. And they have the Elite 2, which is an adaptive controller to keyboard remapping. Last but not least, Lake the Game is working on something hopefully in time for winter. Game Informer did give us something cool because Lake's holiday theme season greetings does hit the game next month. And that will be on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S, PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and PC. They should group those consoles together better. On November 15th, it is a paid DLC, but the team did not yet announce price. And they did give their little announcement there on YouTube. But since it's a DLC, the whole narrative of some things will change. Story goes on in the DLC. So you can go check that out if you play the game. It's good, it's good. I know it's Halloween season, but they are getting ready for the winter season. And that's a good thing, people. We are Group Quest. We are Dawn Forge. This has been a Dawn Forge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.
Thank you.